action.
Welcome back to the first episode of 2020. This is Ain't Is a Word. My name is Roy J. Yekyll, along with Toby A. Nix and the little rascal Nix.
Yes, he just sat down. So, I don't know that you ever, I don't know what would be more awkward with this, the fact that I'm saying it to you or the fact that you're hearing it from anyone, but I've missed you, Roy J. It's been a while.
It's more shocking than awkward.
So we didn't, the month of December, we didn't do anything. If anything aired, it was probably recorded before that.
Sounds right, because we didn't, I think it's been a few weeks.
It's been a while, for sure, because I know, well, I spent the last week sick, so I had had bronchitis New Year's Eve night, the whole week, really. It's been a rough week, so if I go into a coughing fit, that'll explain that, but it's usually brought on by laughter. And since I find Roy to be completely void of anything funny, I'm sure I'll make it through this episode.
No laughing makes me cough. You hear me coughing.
So what's been going on in this month-long absence of us?
Man, busy, just with the holidays. I got sick too. I think I was able to get out ahead. I still have my cough and tell my voice a little bit. but I got out in front of it. As soon as I got the symptoms, I looked like a pill head. Anything I could get, I was just like, man, let me just get out vitamin C, just sinus medicine.
I'm the opposite. I stay behind. I always think like, all right, well, I'll give my body a chance to fight it. Then I'll try this and I'll try that. And then I went to the doctor the day after New Year's when I probably should have went, at least 4 days prior. But,
I was able to avoid the doctor. I said, if it gets super bad, like I just can't kill it with this stuff, then I'll go. But I was able to. I think the worst part was just waking up, staying up all night coughing, waking me up in the middle of the night, and then waking up with sore throat and can't always swallow. You swallow, it just hurts. It hurts to breathe.
That was when I woke up New Year's morning. It was the first time in my life that drinking water hurt. Like, just, I guess I had coughed so much all night. I said, I've never had drinking water hurt, but it did this time.
What did they end up giving you?
They gave me a Z-Pak and then some kind of cough medicine, and it's helped. The cough has gotten better, but I still do have coughing fits. But I think last night I was able to sleep without it keeping me up. Like I said, New Year's Eve night was the worst by far. I was in pain. That was a bad night. It was like almost like flu level pain and discomfort. So
now, have you noticed, like, for me, I'll be fine all day long, up moving around and stuff, but the second I lay down my bed, I just start coughing.
I actually tried to sleep in the recliner back there because Poe was like, well, maybe if you sleep upright. But it in theory, that sounded right, especially how much I was coughing laying down, but it did not help at that point. So oh boy.
Oh, here it goes.
That peaked the microphone volume. So we have a new confirmed listener. I think that puts us up to number 9.
I think we might be over double digits.
Are we double digits?
Yeah.
So we have
my Uber driver last night. I know I'm changing the subject really quick, but I got out and because I was leaving Kyle's there, so I had like my cooler and my speaker and stuff up.
Kyle's speaker.
Yeah, Kyle's speaker. I got it back. I'm renting it. I said, he looked at me and goes, what kind of work you do with that? I was like, oh no, I said, that's just for, parties and stuff. We crank the music up and do karaoke. And I said, but I am on a podcast. And he goes, what? And I told him, and I saw him hit subscribe.
Oh, that's awesome.
His name was Willie. So Willie, the Uber driver, if you're listening, man, what's up?
All right. Next time, Willie, drop him off at another apartment. He won't know the difference.
Probably
we'll get a Snapchat the next morning talking about how far he had to walk the night before.
That has happened to me before.
So,
but it was my own fault. I told him the wrong building.
Well, you're in a new place now. So that's, I guess, kind of good to have your own place, but also you just doubled your entire outgo.
Yeah. So, nobody can check on me.
Yeah. So back to our 9th, possibly 10th confirmed listener. Her name is Marianne, and she binge listened to everything the other day. And she said another thing that may shock you. It certainly shocked me. She said that she wanted to meet you. So
that's not shocking.
That was completely shocked. So we're going to try to make that happen possibly today. We have some uptown or in town errands to do today, so maybe we can swing by there if she's accepting visitors. I don't know, she stays pretty busy. But other than that, what else? Talk to me, Roy J.
Oh man, well, you know, I got my new schedule at work, so I'm looking forward to that.
So we are just over 5 minutes in, and you've brought up work
yep.
on the brand new episode.
Always.
Of 2020. That is a good schedule, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to see how it works out. The new, I know I was going to tell you, the new proposed minor league stadium.
Dude, that's exciting.
I'm on the fence about it. Do we want that much in Newton? But I'm only 5 minutes from there. I could walk to Sarah and Kyle's house from there.
I'm fine with it because I don't live in Newton. Like, yeah, everything, true. Like, all the apartments and a senior living, everything that Newton builds just makes this house go up more.
True.
So bring on a major league team. I don't care. but I think it's awesome. I'd love to. I've always wanted to live in like a minor league town, like the that Alabama song Cheap Seats.
Yeah.
That seems like the kind of America that I want to live in, and I'm pretty close to it as is, but man, I think it'd be great to go see a little, you know, like, was it double A or I don't know what they're trying to get, single A.
I read it. It was because they use the Macon Bacon at Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Apparently that's like a Southeast league.
It'd be fun to do because I'm sure the tickets aren't going to cost but $5. You know, if they sell beer, it'll be $1 or $2. You know, it'd be a fun, cheap way to go see baseball and have a good time in Newnan that you don't have to drive up to the other side. And I'm not going to see the Braves. I didn't go see the Braves when they're in Atlanta for the last several years. But so Ryan's 19 and dating. Where you can stay in Newton and go catch a game. It's something
that's
to do.
Exactly,
you know?
What I was saying. Like, you know, I'm single. Yes, ladies, I am.
Another shocking statement. This is a shocking episode. Yeah.
I was like the same thing. I was like, well, you know, if I was going on a date, you know, do something different, we'll just catch a game real quick.
They may be, and then like not only baseball, but they'll be able to get concerts and stuff. They may could afford to pull in Table 18 for a show or two. I mean, we can do an entire night. We could do the seventh inning stretch.
They might want to do a live stream of Ain't Is a Word. I don't know if they can afford that, but
probably not.
Could.
Yeah,
I could probably.
We can give them a discount.
Yeah, because we're local.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I think it's a great idea. I hope it happens. I'm not, and I always joke that. Well, it's not really a joke. I mean, the value does go out
yeah.
here. The more Newton builds, but I'm not big on like. The traffic's already bad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not the guy who would want 50 new apartments or anything like that. But I think a potential whatever league baseball team would be awesome. I hope it happens.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. What else was it we were talking about? Oh, like a YouTube channel. We need to get some opinions on
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so I guess let this air.
So we were thinking about doing to video record the podcast and see if there was any interest in not only listening to us, but you can watch us look intently into each other's eyes as we record this podcast. But what I was thinking was, in addition to that, I mean, Ain't Is a Word, our entire life is centered around the fact that ain't is a word. Like, so we could post me fooling with the honeybees or Poe fooling with the garden or us at the kitchen sink. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything
yeah.
we do in life centers around the fact that ain't is a word. So it's very broad that the things that we could put. I mean, we'd go fishing and post us, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether anybody wants to see it or not, who knows? But
I guess we can just throw out some ideas. Or, you know, our listeners, they can, you know, if y'all have any ideas, you know, put it on Facebook
yeah.
or in the group. Or
I've got a friend who said she would loan us a camera to see it. But the only thing, I'm not very computer savvy. So I don't know, like, if we record this audio and then we have a video, how to sync it up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then if you had a good enough camera, you may not need this audio. We just stick the camera right to the side of us, and that would pick up our audio. I don't know how that stuff works, but
wear microphones, wear those.
Getting fancy. So I think it might be worth a try to see if there's any interest in watching two bald-headed people sit at a kitchen table and talk about random Southern things.
Well, also that, like, I know you had mentioned like a GoPro or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've researched a GoPro several years ago. They could have changed it since then, but the thing with that was it was more for an action, so it got the first 3 or 4 feet, but the stuff behind it would be blurry.
Gotcha. I know, like, I don't know because I've never researched, but there's got to be, like, there's too many guys walking around holding something out right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I don't know if that's a GoPro or a whatever, but there's got to be something probably pretty cheap that we could get and tinker with without breaking the bank.
Unless we had a sponsor that wanted to.
Oh, that's true. This video brought to you by insert business here.
Right there.
So, yeah. All right. So that's our little pitch for a possible video in the future. So maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see if we will videotape some stuff. I think that we lead pretty funny existence. I have fun in life. So yeah.
We do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh.
I take those headphones off. My ears are getting hot. I don't know if I got a fever still or not.
No, we don't think we. Did we ever talk about the Christmas parties that we went to?
We ever? I don't think we did. Because we hadn't. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, we couldn't have because we haven't been together in a while.
So what was the first? We did 2 in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, so we did Dalton's.
Oh, the crawfish bowl.
Yeah,
that definitely needs to be talked about because
that was a good time.
I think that was the last day we did an episode. I feel like we were saying we're going to Dalton's house.
That's because it was like, because the following week I moved. No,
the following week I think was Colin them's house. Colin
yeah,
Sarah.
The following week I was moving, so I couldn't come down. So yeah,
Dalton throws a crawfish bowl, and it's the greatest thing. I'm like, I think I said this on the last one. I don't even like crawfish bowls because to me everything tastes like shrimp. And I like corn and I like potatoes and I like everything else, but I don't like it to taste like shrimp. But however he does it right, man. Yeah. So
that was, man, so much food. So and it was that was a really good time, man. Just meeting everybody. I got to meet new people.
That was a good group. And anytime you're over at his house, it's a good group. But that was a really good time. That was very high on my list of good times for 2019. That hopefully will get replicated in 2020. Now, I know they just moved. I think they're under contract on a new house on the east side, but I mean, wherever he's at, he's going to throw parties.
Yeah, I know he's moving.
Yeah.
But then we had Kyle and Sarah's the following week.
That's always a good time.
And then I was late.
That's usually that's how you roll.
But I was moving, so we started late, and then of course I showed up. I don't even think I told anybody I was going away, and I showed up and had my suit flashing. Now, I think there's a picture of us from there.
I think I feel like I took a pic. I know I took a picture of you and Boogie because y'all were probably the two most loud costumes. We were supposed to dress up like a Christmas character, a character from a Christmas movie, or an ugly sweater. And me and Pove opted for the sweaters, even though I'm hot natured, so I would just put the sweater on when it was time to take group pictures, and I would take the sweater off. Because I feel like maybe we were coming from another party that afternoon. I don't remember. But we were coming from somewhere because we had the sweaters in the back seat of the car. But I don't know. That was two good Christmas parties.
I wasn't. I was neither. I just went to Party City and bought a Christmas suit that lit up.
It definitely lit up. And then Pope's family came in for the week of Christmas. So we spent a lot of time with her family. So and those are always, they're the same level as Dalton and Colin Sayers. I mean, just everyone you hang with. I mean, I think I'll chalk it up to being Southern because I'm biased. But anytime you go to a house, like, you know what I'm saying, like it's just a good time. They tell you it's like your house. You know what I'm saying? Same if you come here. You know, like my house is your house or whatever. So
just walk in, kick your shoes off, and hang out.
Yeah,
like at Kyle Sayers, I typically end up sitting in the recliner and taking a nap. Like, it doesn't matter how many people are there. If I'm ready for my nap, I'm taking a nap.
I think I've been going there for over a year now, and I don't know that I've ever sat down. Like Pope's all, and I think it's kind of a joke at this point. Pope's like, "Are you gonna sit down today?" I was like, "No, why would I sit? Like, there's a kitchen sink there, you know." I wonder what my record is for standing. Like,
well, that I can tell you that little recliner thing will get you. You sit down, kick your feet up, and it starts rocking a little bit. Yeah, nice little power nap.
Maybe one day, but I like the street going. That I know there's furniture in the house, but I've yet to use any of it. So that's
comfortable.
I will take your word for it, and I suspect we'll probably end up over there at some point today. I hadn't been over there because I've been sick, and then everything. So I hadn't been over there since the Christmas party, I think.
That sounds, yeah.
Because we still have a little present that never got delivered to Kylie, so she'll...
Is it Legos?
Oh, man, if it is. I'll be as surprised as Kylie when the gift is open. Oh,
okay.
But if it's Legos, Sarah might throw us out.
You can take that back.
Yeah. So I guess it can be her New Year's present since
we... side note, the reason we're joking about Legos is Kylie threw a Lego and hit Sarah in the head.
Did she throw it?
Yeah, she threw it.
Wow, that was dead center.
Yeah, showing off. She,
man, I thought maybe she just whacked her with it or something.
No, she threw it at her.
Wow.
At a little distance.
That's an accurate shot. Because that was like the third eyeball.
You know?
Yeah. So that's, well, I knew that both of them played softball, so I guess it's in her genes.
Yep, she's got that athlete. Can't hate her for that.
No, I feel like we're forgetting something. I wanted to talk about, I had all these ideas because I hadn't seen you in so long, and then it gets you in front of me, and I just get so flustered by your looks.
My haircut.
Yeah, got your fresh haircut, new schedule at work. You'll be working
Sunday to Thursday.
That's a good schedule.
Yeah.
What time do you do? Are you doing, or do you show up?
So Monday to Thursday would be 8 to 5, and then Sundays, I'm probably just gonna be starting at 8 or 9 on Sundays, and just until I get done. Starting out right now, just because we're slow, I might get out of there around 12 or 1. But as we get busier, it'll turn into full days.
And you're salaried, so you make probably several thousand dollars a week, no matter what, if you work
one hour.
So going forward this year, I guess we're going to continue with Wednesday morning podcast, or being published on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. I know we skipped a couple of Saturdays. I want to get back onto that because I feel like we had some good momentum going, and then we kind of...
And I've been Tish... She's been sending me stuff for Florida Man.
Oh, okay, so cool. So we have a contributor. We have either 9 or 10 listeners. We have a contributor now. Tish, I don't know who Tish is.
I don't think you met her.
Is she a Florida person or?
No, she's a Georgia fan.
Oh, okay.
She lives in Snow.
Okay, I don't guess I've ever met her then.
Yeah, she's cool. She's been sending me stuff. Another thing for 2020, guests.
Yeah, we need to have some guests.
We're going to have some guests. I've got a few people. Do you have anybody lined up?
I do, yes. I have a couple different people lined up. Well, not, yeah, in mind. I've already talked to one who's going to come down. Elijah Lee's the same guy who we did the podcast for that one time.
Mm-hmm.
That Joker, he's his Facebook post, he's just good. Like, everything... If he wrote a book, I would buy it. Now, I will say also, though, that a lot of his stuff is over me. I don't get it. Like, he's too smart for me. But the things that I do get, I think he'd make for a really good conversation. He's a good dude.
Yeah, so I spoke with Kyle. He'd like to do one. Of course, the whole kitchen sink wants to be on. Then my Uncle John and a friend of mine, Rick DeLong, Uncle John is probably one of the funniest people I know, and he make everybody laugh. He's a good dude.
So when I get Elijah down here, the thing I want to talk about is religion, because I think he has a very unique or interesting story to tell about his religion and how it's affected his life. Now, whether he agrees with that or not, I don't know. We'll find out. So what are we going to talk about when Uncle John shows up?
We'll find something.
Okay, and then Kyle will be easy.
We just
hit record, and yeah. So what about, and you said, and you mentioned DeLong a couple times before.
Yeah, Rick DeLong, Rick DeLong, we'll find something to talk about with that guy. Anything to really make us laugh. Another one would be a good one. I don't know if she'd be up for it, but Sweet Pove.
You know what? She is now a podcaster because she did one. It hasn't aired yet, but she did one with me and Clay. So that hopefully will air sometime soon, and then that will make her a podcaster. So there's be no reason that she can't do one with us.
She can do one on that one if she can.
Yeah. So we have some. So 2020 should be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it.
And another thing I wanted to say, on Christmas night, life was lost. Trenton Ewing, 21 years old, he wasn't cut short. He lived a full life.
Yeah.
He was a happy, very talented young man. They play a lot of his... Now, if he was close, I would go see him play. He was very talented. They played a lot of his songs at his funeral, and that was really good.
I hadn't seen him, in person. It's been a while, but I was friends with him on Snapchat. So you got a concert on Snapchat, you know, three nights a week. What a dude, you know. I remember when Ralphie and I used to play Chilakas right up there on Bullsboro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking... This was before we moved to Heard County, so it was over 5 years ago for sure. I'm thinking probably in the ballpark of 7 or 8 years. And he would come up and play our breaks a couple of times. And so, you know, we'd play for 45 minutes and we'd get down and he'd come up and just sit and play. And it was funny because he'd be like, how long do y'all want to play? I was like, just however long. But he could have put on an entire show better than us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he was just, I don't know how old he was at that time, 14, 13 or whatever. But even by then, he knew every word to every song, every chord. Like me and Ralphie are up there doing what me and Ralphie do, which is forgetting lyrics, forgetting chord. You know what I'm saying? Like
just, hoping for the best.
Yeah, just a complete train wreck. But I mean, we always had fun. But then, Trent at 13 years old, he could have done the entire show, but he was always... If you wanted him to play for 10 minutes, he'd play for 9 minutes and 59 seconds. If you want, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you told him to do, he was content to do it. And it was a good time. It was like the entire community watched this guy grow up, you know? I hated to hear that, man. I hated to hear that a lot. But
yeah, I did too. And Randy and Emily, y'all still my prayers. But it was, I said, it wasn't cut short. Cause he
touched a lot of people, man.
He had more talent than I'll ever have, and I'm sure he did a lot more than I'll ever do.
Yeah, he touched. I mean, like I said, the entire community. It was like he was our dude. We watched him as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like just
anytime
grow up.
Anytime he went somewhere, like he was playing, there would always be so many people, like old people, not even like my age and his age, but like your age as well. There was some abroad, and just like you said, everybody just watched him grow.
There was a difference in, and I can say this because I was one of the. I'll say victims of it, but it wasn't a victim. But there was a difference in talent between him and everyone else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get up and play guitar and sing, and I sing flat and I miss this and that. But there was always who he was on stage with and him. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just a little bit better than everyone else, and that's not a slight on everyone else. He was just that good.
Yeah.
You know, so I can admit that. I don't know that when he did our breaks, if we ever shared the stage, you know what I'm saying? Like up there at the same time, because I don't know that I could have played with him. He played things properly. He would have kicked me off in about 45 seconds.
Now you're done.
Yeah, I need somebody up here who knows the chords to this song. But no, like I said, there was my brother. I was talking to him last week, and I think he had seen him and Trenton and someone else playing maybe in, I don't know, not long ago.
Yeah.
And, I don't know where they're playing. Anyway, but he knew that there was this other guy on stage and then this talented guy on stage. Yeah. And I feel like I'm knocking other people that I shouldn't be knocking, but I'm not knocking. I'm just telling you how good he was, you know? So I really hated to hear that a lot. But hopefully I'll get to see Randy and Emily a lot in 2020 and have some good times with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I guess we can draw this one to an end if you would like to hit the sponsor portion.
Sponsored by Tower Place CrossFit. Located at 24 Tower Place in Noonan, Georgia.
Is it 24? You remember that?
I'm hoping it's right.
Well, it's on Tower. It's the only CrossFit gym on Tower Place, and he's also got a T-shirt shop on Temple Avenue. The name of that escapes me right now, so he'll be mad at me, but. But, Temple Avenue, look for a T-shirt shop.
Yeah, it's for Tommy Collins. I think they start the, not sure on the stuff on the T-shirt, but I can get you some information.
We'll have that right for next week.
Yeah, CrossFit starts at 5:30.
I haven't worked out in at least a month at this point. My body shows it and feels it. But between the holidays and being sick, I guess December is kind of the month that everybody gets fat, or I do anyway. Oy vey. So, that's a wrap, I guess. Roy J, got any parting words you'd like to share with our 9 to 10 listeners?
Just stay with us, man. Y'all send us some, your suggestions and keep listening. Share it. Tell your friends about it. And we appreciate y'all's support.
Here's to 2020.